But a wonderful book, very well written, very accessible in the spirit of positive psychology. So, but this is not that. This is not a survey of positive psychology. What it is, it's a selective exploration of the question of questions. In that way, it is eclectic. My background is in psychology and philosophy. I studied organizational behavior. I worked as a consultant in business for a few years, still do some work there. I worked in the field of education, do a lot of work in the field of education, and I take from all these areas. I also draw on, not just on positive psychology, I draw on clinical psychology in this class, I draw on cognitive psychology, social psychology, and so on. It's an eclectic class because my question, my guiding question was, what would contribute to happiness? And if something within psychopathology I felt could contribute to our well-being, I took that and used that. If something from the field of consulting and organizational behavior contributes, that became part of the class. As much as I could fit in, of course, in one semester. So the class is eclectic. The class is not cross-cultural. I will bring in ideas from Eastern thought. I lived in Asia for a few years, worked there, studied and continue to study the Eastern philosophies and psychologies, but my training primarily is in Western psychology, and the focus of the class will be that. However, that doesn't mean that positive psychology doesn't apply to people from different places in the world. Now, there was recently a meeting between senior scientists, psychologists from the West, people like Paul Ekman, Richie Davidson, some of the most important minds in the field of psychology, meeting with the Dalai Lama and some of his monks. And they were talking about the future of psychology, about research and how can you research meditation and so on.